This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Gleðileg jól. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Christmas. Bjarni is here once again to go through some text in a simple form of Icelandic. And I suppose we are in that another Christmas day today, aren't we?
The 26th. Exactly. Yeah. Annar í jólum. Í dag.
It's thought of as Boxing Day in a lot of places.
Exactly.
But here in Iceland, it's another Christmas.
Yes, yeah, we call it second day of Christmas. Absolutely.
Well, let's look ahead to New Year and let's look ahead to next week, because that is when we shall find the start of 2026. So today's text is about how Iceland will celebrate the calendar changing from 2025 to 2026. You'll find the link to this text on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. As ever, no change for the festive period, except we're doing this on Friday instead of Thursday. We will go through this all the way from start to finish and then line by line. So take it away, Bjarni.
Já, takk fyrir. Næsta vika síðasta vika ársins 2025. Það nýjársgleði til að hlakka til á Íslandi. Margt fólk fer á áramótabrennu. Mörg sveitarfélög skipuleggja viðburði. Mjög margir kaupa líka flugelda. Þeir sprengja flugeldana á gamlárskvöld 30. og 1. desember. Á því kvöldi horfa líka eiginlega allir á Íslandi á sjónvarsþátt sem heitir Áramótaskaupið. Það gamanþáttur sem gerir grín að mörgu sem gerðist á árinu. Flestir á Íslandi tala saman hvað þeim fannst þáttin þegar þeir hittast á nýju ári. Þátturinn sýndur á RÚV. Hann líka með enskum texta á RÚV 2 og á netinu. Þú getur hort á hann hvar sem Eftir áramótaskaupið sprengir fólk fullt af flugeldum. Himinninn fullur af litum og látum leið og nýju ári fagnað á miðnætti. Næsta fimmtudag, 1. janúar, hefst árið 2026. Gleðilegt ár frá RÚV English.
Gleðilegt ár, a phrase you'll be hearing a lot, I think, in the next few days for reasons that will become obvious if they're not already. So let's go back to the start and go through this line by line.
Já. Næsta vika síðasta vika ársins 2025. Next week is the last week of 2025. Það nýjársgleði til að hlakka til á Íslandi. There is a lot of New Year's celebrations and fun to look forward to enjoy yourself in Iceland. Margt fólk fer á áramótabrennu. Many people go to a public bonfire. And exactly we use with a lot of things regarding the New Year's, we use the word where the years meet, like we say in Icelandic, áramót, that's 2 years meeting each other.
Yes, and we'll hear that prefix again, won't we?
Exactly. Yes. And we use it for a lot of stuff happening over those days, the 31st, the 1st, etc. It's something regarding áramót. Yeah. Like in the bonfire, áramóta brennu. Mörg sveitarfélög skipuleggja viðburði. Many municipalities organize some events. Mjög margir kaupa líka flugelda. Many people also buy fireworks. And exactly for fireworks, we also use fire. Mm. We just say flying fire. Yeah, flying flames. Flugeldar.
Yes, and it's not in the text here, but they are sold partly, I think, to raise money for the rescue teams,
absolutely,
which do some amazing work, of course, rescuing people right across the country throughout the year.
So even though it's a bit controversial in the sense of the pollution and the noise and all that, they are very keen on notifying that it's all for good cause, etc. But you have to be aware it's not only them that sell the fireworks.
Yes.
So you have to make sure that you are supporting something good.
Yes.
Not just somebody selling, you know. So, yeah. But it's very true. It's one of the biggest fundraising time for the rescue team of the year.
Okay, let's head back to
yes.
the
Þeir sprengja flugeldana á gamlárskvöld 30. og 1. desember. They let the fireworks off on the evening, starting early even, on evening of the 31st of December. That exactly, we have this Icelandic word, gamlárskvöld, so old year evening, meaning, of course, the last evening of the year. Gamlárskvöld. Á því kvöldi horfa líka eiginlega allir á Íslandi á sjónvarsþátt sem heitir Áramótaskaupið. On that same night, the 31st, almost everybody or everyone in Iceland will watch a TV show that is called Áramótaskaupið. Yet another Áramót word. And skaup means funny tales or something, something funny.
And when we say everyone or almost everyone, we mean it because I think the share of viewing for this program, it's something like 97 or 98%.
Yes, you could say. Of course, with modern technology, you are not necessarily, you don't have to put the TV on
at
that moment.
But it's a national moment though, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's on that night and you have some traditions, you know, you have a dinner and then everybody tries to be done with this and that. So you can sit down maybe with a dessert and turn on that show. So it's also plays part of the program, you know, at every household, you could say. Yes. So this is called Áramótaskaupið, this show. Það gaman þáttur sem gerir grín að mörgu sem gerðist á árinu. It's a comedy show making fun of a lot of stuff that happened during the year. Because I think they're around one hour.
Yes.
So of course they can't make it all, but they try to pick the most remarkable stuff that was funny and happened. But then, like next sentence says, flestir á Íslandi tala saman hvað þeim fannst þáttin þegar þeir hittast á nýju ári. And then most people in Iceland will discuss what they thought about the show when they see each other in the new year.
It's the first thing people talk about, isn't
it's
it?
A very common start, you know, after all, maybe people a bit tired and so on, lot of celebrations, then it's a good start. What did you think of the show? Yeah, you can start there and you will hear a lot of opinions, of course. Yeah. Þátturinn sýndur á RÚV. The show is shown, broadcast at RÚV. Hann líka með enskum texta á RÚV 2 og á netinu. It's also with English subtitles on RÚV channel 2 and online. Þú getur hort á hann hvar sem You can watch it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. We watched it in London one year.
Yeah, yeah, because even though maybe some of our listeners know that because of some rights, you know, some are not open to all.
Yes.
But I think they always keep that one open for everybody interested
abroad absolutely.
To be able to follow so you can discuss later on and all.
And also it's a really good sort of shortcut into Icelandic culture, isn't it?
Or
Icelandic current affairs, I guess, as much as anything else, because it really does boil everything down in that one hour.
Yeah, and it's almost every time it's quite political.
Yes.
You know, it gets into the real so state affairs, you know, what's happening in the society and so on. So you can get a glimpse of quite a lot of stuff.
For sure.
Yeah. Eftir áramótaskaupið, sprengir fólk fullt af flugeldum. After the show, áramótaskaupið, people will also light up many fireworks. Himinin fullur af litum og látum leið og nýju ári fagnað á miðnætti. So the sky is full of color and noise when the new year is welcomed at midnight. Næsta fimmtudag, 1. janúar hefst árið 2026. Next Thursday, January 1st, The 2026 will begin. Gleðilegt ár frá RÚV English. Happy New Year from RÚV English.
We shall talk again in the new year.
Yeah.
On the 2nd of January, that's the next episode of Oiskilith here on RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.